I wish to thank each and every honourable member for your wavering support and dedication in ensuring that we have a successful tour. Those that remained behind, we want to thank them for the home fires burning. And I know that they were praying for us, and also the staff who made preparations for this trip. From where I'm standing, I can conclude that everything went smooth. So I also wish to thank the entire support staff, from research team who prepared the preparatory motivating documents, to the rest of the team who continued their support throughout the process. We thank you all indeed for this support. Key, I believe, in my view, were learnings which include the realization that as much as we are different from Germany and Sweden, there are also many similarities, such as different province stroke regions in both countries, having different levels of income, with some being poor and some being rich, just like us in South Africa, and also in both countries the importance of fiscal discipline. Fiscal discipline was held in high regard in both countries. So I really would want us to, you know, go straight into the report. I know that I requested that the report be circulated so that members who, especially those who were in Germany, look at it and make sure that they are represented well in terms of the facts that are reflected in the report. So I think it should then not be very difficult for us to quickly go through page by page, and then where you think we need to strengthen, you tell us, so that that can be effected into the report. Okay. Yes, Honourable Member Sheila Stolle. I'm going to start by page one, page by page, and then if there's anything, and then you flag it. Yes.
Yeah. No, I just wanted you to introduce our guest.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Hey, these days, right? The apologies is for the second time. My apology for leaving out apologies for the second time. Sorry. Shall we go into apologies?
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, Honourable Members. We have two apologies this morning, one from Honourable Sheikh Imam and one from Honourable Gwabaza, who's attending the Joint Standing Committee on Financial Management of Parliament. Reason for Mr. Sheikh Imam's non-attendance, let me just quickly check. Yeah, he's also attending the same meeting Mr. Gwabaza is attending.
Okay.
And Honourable Madlopa will leave at 11.
Okay. And then who Darren?
Also the committee secretary for the Joint Standing Committee on Financial Management of Parliament.
Honourable Member Dr. Feek and Mr. McLaughlin.
Yeah, sorry for not putting this in writing, but I would like to leave at 11:30, please.
Okay. Mr. McLaughlin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would also like to leave as soon as possible, if I may. I'm suffering from a bit of flu at the moment.
Okay.
I just also wanted to put on record that it seems a little strange to me that members of the delegation who went overseas are not at this meeting, but members who didn't go are at this meeting. It's a little skewed in a sense, and it's a bit strange to me. I thought that it should really be the other way around. The members who went away should be the ones here to do the report.
Okay.
But I thought I would just mention it. Thank you, ma'am.
All right, we take your observations, but maybe if I could indicate that four of us, how many were we? Four?
Seven.
We're seven. I'm talking about members, not the staff members. Seven. Oh, okay. All right. At least we are four. Let me check on the feeling of the meeting. With the four members who went, would you want us to proceed with this report, or must we wait until everybody is here to adopt it? Honourable Member.
Honourable Chair, thanks for the opportunity. I think we have to continue. The majority of the people that were there and all the staff that were there also are here, which means to say out of 9 delegation, we are 6.
Okay. It's only 3, yeah. All right. Madam Lou Ntlangwini and
Twabaza.
And Sheikh Imam, and they are in the other
meeting.
In
the other meeting, not
yeah.
There.
Okay. No, that's fine. So I'm happy. So are we all in agreement that we proceed?
Yes.
Okay. And taking into consideration that we have time constraint, because I would like us by 11:30 to finish. So shall we then look at the report? Yes.
Chair, thank you. I've mentioned this before. Can I make a request? And it might not be possible in all instances, but that we focus more, not only, but more on the content instead of the grammar and the instead of the grammar and the style, please. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I know that it's just that the. Because we do not have a quality assurance team, in the I don't know where, you know, that if we can get that team, we will be so helped, ne? Because we'll not have to look at grammar. Unfortunately, if there are some grammatic mistakes, when this report goes out, it's going to reflect bad on the committee. And I know that. Mr. Swew, we had to call him back from study leave. So you can see, I doubt if he had enough time to check on the spelling mistakes, because we had said that it is the work of the... Okay, shall we proceed? Okay. All right. But where you think serious grammatic mistakes, I think let's correct that, because it's still going to reflect on us. All right. Mr. McLaughlin?
Thank you, Madam Chair. May I make a suggestion that we amend today's agenda and do the minutes first and then the report? Because then if the report carries on a bit, we aren't going to get a situation where we're going to postpone doing the minutes until another meeting, as quite often happens.
There's a proposal on
Thank
the table?
Ma'am.
No objection. Your proposal is accepted. Shall we then look at it, quickly look at... All right.
They have agreed. I was worried that when we leave before we finalize the report, I was having problems.
Okay, let's not spend more time because we really are consuming our time, which is also, you know, as we said, we have a time constraint, and then proceed. Let's take the minutes first, quickly, the minutes first. Will the minutes circulated? You see, what is going to help me is that when they circulate the minutes, you read so that we don't spend more time on the minutes. Okay. My lady, if you can introduce yourself.
Good morning, Ma. Good morning, Harold. My name is Oluwakem Oluwaleyan from PMG.
Okay. So this is our guest from PMG. We all know the role of PMG in our meetings. Okay, shall we then proceed? Let's look at the minutes, set of the minutes of the 5th of December. All right. First page, the minutes were circulated, and the assumption is that members have read the minutes. So we will then look at the correctness of the minutes. First page, any correction? Page 2, page 1, is Honourable Member.
Thanks, Honourable Chair. The list of ANC members there, I recall that there was another member who was an alternate member. Has she been removed from the committee now?
Oh, yeah, maybe we should have announced in the meeting that she has been withdrawn. Yeah, no, that's fine. Thanks. All right. So shall we then move on to, did we say that under apologies, all those that have not submitted their apologies, you write, you are absent. Yeah. Page 1, we're done. Page 2? Any corrections on page 2? Page 3? Page 4? Any proposal for adoption?
I move for adoption.
Honourable Member Sole moves. Any seconder? Dr. Fink, second. Oh, you're not seconding. Okay, you may come in, Dr. Fink.
Sorry, again, Chair, just for clarification. The minutes refer to Annexure 1, and the annexure is not attached to the minute.
Okay, if you can help us with the page where we talk. Yeah, for members to have the copy for future reference. Okay. They will circulate. Can you circulate? Okay. The advice I'm getting is we have two options. Either we adopt and also request that the annexure is circulated, or we don't adopt until the annexure is attached. So we've got two options. Which one? Can we adopt and circulate the... Okay.
I will support, and then on that I will second Honourable Shope Sitole.
Okay. Thank you very much. Please circulate the SLA Monday morning. So the minutes have been adopted as a true reflection of what transpired at the previous meeting. Shall we then quickly look at the report, page 1 of the report?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just for factual accuracy, the first line of the report under the heading I propose should read a delegation from the Standing Committee on Appropriations having undertaken the international study tour, as it wasn't the whole committee that went.
Standing Committee on Appropriations, having undertaken an international study tour to Germany and Sweden, from reports as follows. Standing Committee, where's the delegation?
You're saying we must say here the delegation from the standing, because it's really the committee report, not just part of the committee report.
Okay. Also, again, I am advised that we can't say the delegation because it was work of the committee. It's just unfortunate that we could not have everybody going. But at the end, remember, this must be reported to the House, so it cannot come as a delegation's report. I think it's a committee report that must go to the House. So we are reporting to everybody so that we keep you informed of all those things that we have, you know, observed, and those things that we think can be useful to us, to our work, and then we take the report to, because you can't take it as a delegation. It's not a recognized structure. You can't take a delegation's report to the House. Yes, Mr. McLaughlin?
Ma'am, that actually illustrates my whole problem with it, because the committee did not go on a study tour. Part of the committee went on a study tour. If we put it like this to the House, we're telling the House something that might be slightly deceptive, because it indicates that the committee went on the tour, but the committee didn't go on the tour. Part of the committee went on the tour.
Yeah, you are right. What I was thinking that, see the delegation that went, is now coming back to report to the committee. Ne? So the report that can go to the House is a committee report. That's why on 1.1 it is indicated that the delegation included of this. So it's informing to say it's a committee report, but these are the people who went. Mm. Because also these people cannot adopt the report on their own. Ne? They belong to a structure. and the parliament can only recognize a report from a structure, not from a delegation. Yes, Honorable Member Maloke.
No, thanks, Chair. I think you have explained very well, because I wanted to indicate to say that the fear of the colleague is clarified on 1.1, to say that there was a delegation. But when we report to the House, we can't report the work of the delegation, because it's not recognized. The report must be for the Standing Committee on Appropriation.
Are you satisfied, Mr. McLaughlin? Does it make sense?
I understand what you're saying.
We don't have local standing as a delegation to the House.
I understand what you're saying, but I have an objection to it because it's factually incorrect. So I'd ask that you just note my objection, and I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
So unfortunate. We really would have loved everybody to go, but when Mr. Frolic, who is the chairperson of committees and who authorizes, when he said they have budgetary constraints and therefore they recommend that 7 out of, and then they said 3 from the opposition and then 4 from the ruling party. So ours is to comply. You see, and I come from the regime where when you get instructions, I won't ask why, ne? But when he explained to say there are budgetary constraints, then realized that he does blow the belt. We, as you know, we took this decision as a collective and would have gone to Germany and Sweden as a collective, but unfortunately for control, for budgetary control purposes, we were cut, the delegation was cut. Okay. Well, I saw your hand there, madam.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I just wanted to check, is it, I'm not very familiar with the format, perhaps, because I'm just thinking that maybe that portion could easily be removed, and then you just start with the, that's why I'm asking if this is what is required in terms of the format, because then what I would then do was, when it comes to the delegation, what would be to say a delegation of so many people, and then you put the names. Just to avoid saying, but if it's a compulsory format, then there's nothing we can do.
Okay, can we be assisted, ne? Because when you see the Standing Committee on Appropriations having undertaken an international study tour to Germany and Sweden, it does give an impression that the whole committee went. Shouldn't we say a delegation from the Standing Committee on Appropriations having undertaken an international study tour to Germany and Sweden from reports as follows, eh? Because but if this report has got to be submitted to the House, I know we don't have a local standing as a delegation, so it will have to be the committee report.
Chair, it's like oversight.
It's like the oversight trips we went to when we went to Gauteng, when we went to the Eastern Cape. Not all members were present. When we came back, when we reported, it was a report of the committee. The format is the same. The front page of the report as it stands here is exactly the same. So it's just procedurally is what we give back to the House, that the committee is reporting, although not all members were present on the faucet itself.
Okay. All right.
I think the Parliament got a request from the Standing Committee on Appropriation for the delegation to go there. So when we come back, we can't report as if the people that requested this study tour, it was the delegation itself. It was the mandate of this committee. When we report back to Parliament, it must be the Standing Committee on Appropriations, because they authorize, they put a request forward, and then those people go, as we have explained, Chair, that it was beyond our control. All of us would have loved to go, all of us.
All right, but also maybe you should take comfort knowing that we will further consult. I will consult with the chairperson on whether this would be accepted or there's a way in which we should introduce our report to the House. Yes, ma'am.
I think, Chair, you should also take comfort in the fact that this is common practice. Since I was here in 2009, usually not everybody goes on a trip, and it's reported like this. As long as we've got this one point, we chose the delegation, because I think Mr. McLuhan is worried about the factualness.
Okay.
The factualness is covered by the fact that you did estimate of the trip.
Okay.
And
you give. Yeah. All right. No, thank you. Thank you. I'm sure there's consensus now on the way in which this report, on the format of the report. Agreed? Agreed. Yeah. There's general consensus. Shall we then look at the correctness of this? The report. Page one.
Can we hear from McLaurin, because he said his objection must be written down, whether he understands now that is a common practice, there is nothing to change, so that when we move, we don't move, because he has already said his objection must be.
Honourable Member, isn't it I'm chairing, so I've made a ruling. Because Anta can observe from here, can see the face and all those things. So that's why I've made this ruling. Okay. Page one. Page two. Okay.
I don't know how you feel about it, but it would make me feel better if it would read, a delegation from the Standing Committee on Appropriations having undertaken an international study tour to Germany and Sweden from 28 January to 5 February 2017, comma, the committee now reports as follows. Because the report is coming from the committee.
Okay.
A delegation went on the tour, but the committee is reporting.
Okay, I'm sorry for this, Ms. O'Connor. Remember when I said take comfort in knowing that before this report goes, I'm going to consult.
Okay.
Yeah, because there must be a standard way of writing reports. We cannot be the only ones who deviate. If there's a standard way, we'd have to comply. Okay. But we take note of your observations. We just have to comply with the standard practice, then so that our report can be accepted and not be rejected by Parliament as well. All right, page two. I did say you read the report. Page three. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Page 11. Thank you. page 12. Ma, do you have any additions?
The colleague is asking what are we doing. I said we are inputting on the report as we check.
Remember, it was circulated to members who went to check on the correctness of representation of facts. Now we just, you know, we're going through page by page so that the report can be adopted. Are you happy with the procedure? I'm looking at the questions that are popping up. Are you satisfied? This is how we are supposed to work in order for us to be able to submit to table to Parliament. Yes, yes, Dr. Singh.
Thanks, Madam Chairperson. The process is made easier by the fact that we did have a debriefing every day after the visit. So therefore, a lot of input we gave there. So I think what we're doing now is just checking for correctness. So that's the reason why it's going so fast.
And also to take the members who didn't go on board, so that we can then submit this report not as a delegation, as a collective of this committee to the House. Okay. Page 12. Committee, okay, page 12, 4.3, 4.1. Committee on Finance consists of 17 members and is chaired by Frederick Olofsson of Social Democrats. By Mr. Frederick. Right. Dr. Fee?
While you were thinking, Honourable Chairperson, I'm just looking at the one, I don't know if you're complete with that, but just above there, that paragraph, the fourth line from the top where it ends, the sentence reads, there are strict procurement regulations in place for all government contracts. I think we need to just, perhaps we should just elaborate a little bit on what those are, what it is that ensures that there isn't any wrongdoing or that sort of thing. Just in a few lines, is it there?
This one. There are strict procurement regulations in place for all government contracts, and these include
No, it's fine. The initial intention was to have that statement after that to support why is this so strict, the procurement regulations, that they have the competition authorities in place, and if you are found to be in violation of any of the regulations, actually it's a criminal offence, and you will be fined by the... So it was the original intention, but I'm saying we can also include on top of that, yeah.
What is important, Honourable Chair, is that the South Africa also is taking that route of Swedish competition authority to criminalise, any wrongdoings that is being done.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So you want them to reflect that on the comparison?
Yeah, we can reflect it. Yeah. I think we need to reflect it.
Okay.
Okay. Any proposal for adoption from both members? Any proposal for adoption?
Apologies, Chair. I'm hoping it's not because of being Friday. Just with the regards to the observations for the South African context, for myself, what I got from it, and maybe if the rest of the committee agrees, noted was that both Sweden and Germany prepare balance sheets, unlike South Africa. So, in their financials, they prepare balance sheets. We don't prepare balance sheets. We just prepare an adjusted estimate for national expenditure. So, it could be. I'm just making that suggestion. They both use, because you see with your balance sheet, you can see how much debt is owed all over, not just one amount for debt. You can. Oh, sorry. Okay, so I'm suggesting that we could include the fact that both Sweden and Germany in their financial reports prepare balance sheets, because obviously then you can see loans and that sort of thing. So,
can you repeat the advantages of the balance sheet?
Honourable Chair, I don't think it's necessary. All I'm saying is that that's an observation. But the advantage of balance sheets, I mean, whoever reads it will know that. So I just think we should record that. That was interesting as well.
No, that's fine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are you
in agreement?
Yes, but...
to say this is an additional information that they include in their budget.
No, I'm just saying it's very good that Mr. Dr. Fick made that observation, because as far as I'm concerned, it is advantageous to see the balance sheet of an institution.
Yes, they did indicate that they do have a balance sheet, but they indicated it contains a lot of information that is not necessarily part of the initial publication as per se. I just like to make the point, and also for South Africa, the information on the balance sheet, you might not necessarily have it by the time that we publish the budget review, but it is available from the SA Reserve Bank, and it's published annually for all state entities, for all government accounts. Essentially, it's information that we have, but it might not have come to the committee per se directly. It's not part of the budget review, but it's there. It's published annually by the SA Reserve Bank. So I'm trying to think the key learning we'll take from this is that it's similar in a way that they also have this information, but does not come out readily with the budget bill. It's there. We also have this information, does not come with the budget review, but it's available as well.
Yeah,
so it's
proposal by
Honorable
Doctor.
No, hence I'm saying I'm just making a
I think it was very good for Dr. Fick to make that observation, because it gave me information that I always had at the back of my mind and I was worried about it. And now Tsepo has given us. Can we always have those balances? Because, you see, if you don't see a balance sheet of an institution, it's very, very, very difficult for you to make informed judgments.
But you must know why you're saying this. Saying that because of this expert knowledge. The other people might not even, just that you will learn from the best. In the committee.
We are together, you know, we are together. My expertise and his expertise and your expertise, together we can do more. So we need that. If it is available, Sepo, make sure we see it. We'll show you why the difference that it makes after you've seen that.
Okay, are we all in agreement? Agreed.
Okay,
Dr. Madope?
No, Chair, I appreciate that Dr. Fick has raised this thing, because the way he raised it, it was like in South Africa we don't have, because
even myself, I was supporting you, because it has never come to our attention.
But now if we have, because he said we must put it there to say that we have learned there in Germany and Sweden, they have the balance sheet, as if we don't have. Because I was of the view that also, because it has never, we have never been exposed to it. But now it was just a comparison. Now if we have, it means that we are similar. The only thing that this has not come to our attention, I'm saying after the input of TSEPO to say that we have it. We're all supporting, because we have never seen that balance sheet. And Doc's observation was correct, because that time he input was not of the view of the information that TSEPO is sharing with us. And I will say that we need to get that one. But now, to input on that one, I don't think it will assist now, because all of us, we do have, and it doesn't come on the same time.
Our financial report did not come with that, yeah. So the difference that we are observing and think it can assist us, that also here in South Africa, they are touched to, which is not happening. Remember, we have gone to learn from them, so this is the difference, yeah, the, our learning has made, that we also acknowledge. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, the report has been adopted by the committee. I think I just need to be clarified on the next step that will be followed from the adoption of the report. We will then speak loud so that I can all hear. Remember, it's for the first time that we have undertaken this, so it's also our learning curve. So let's know from today on what then, what will be the next step. The report has been adopted by the committee. Will it be ATC?
Yes, it will be ATC, and then it will go into the House for, the report says report to be considered, so the report will be considered by the House.
Mm.
It's up to the committee to request if they want to debate the report. But you'd have to, I think that's a political arrangement then.
Okay. All right. I don't think it's political. Maybe they will advise us. Mr. Frolic's office will advise us if they want us to debate or not. But consider the fact that they say there's a lot on the table. Okay? Yeah. Maybe, I think, maybe they will advise us to, it will suffice for us to table. And then we focus on the so much work that is going to start after the 22nd, which is next week Tuesday, the fiscal framework, what will I say, the budget, annual budget tabling on the 22nd. What is the feeling of the meeting? Do you want to debate it, or you also agree that we've got a lot of work that is coming? It's work that is directly affecting the committee, and work that links us with our mandate. This one, it was just an additional, out of creative thinking and also the need to learn from other people, we then undertook this trip. But our work is the work that will be beginning after the 22nd.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. My personal view, and I'm sure I'll be able to convince the party, that it won't be necessary for the debate. At worst, or best, whichever one you want to use, maybe a declaration, but even that, I wouldn't even want to push for that one.
Okay.
So
let's then agree that we will be tabling the report for... Not for consideration, for information sharing. Consideration, it means, is it consideration?
No, I'm not sure.
The House.
Mm.
Yes, the House.
Oh, for consideration by the House.
And adopted, yeah.
Oh, and adopted.
Just
okay. Yeah. All right. No, that's fine.
But they procedurally report to be considered.
Okay. So we will then table the report for consideration.
And then, otherwise, the business of this meeting, I think we've exhausted the issues, except to say that next week... Okay, I'm sure members will agree with me that the workshop we had with FFCA was very important. It really opened our eyes and it sharpened our teeth for and in preparation for next week. Let's go through that report. I've read it again. You know, it really makes you, you know, you feel like you really want to work. Now you are ready. Let them come now. We are ready for that. Né? And then, so all I'm saying, let's go over that report again. The presentation that they gave us. And next week, the researchers in that report, they give us a whole list of institutions that we can work with in terms of analysis of the budget. It's a list, it's a long list. And taking into consideration that within 16 days of the tabling of that budget, yeah, we have to report to the House on the fiscal framework within 16 days. Now the fiscal framework refers to the Division of Revenue, am I right?
You're not wrong. The first two macroeconomic framework estimated revenue system expenditure.
After that, within 30 days, we've got to submit Division of Revenue. I think it is the Division of Revenue where we will need people to come and assist us with the budget analysis, their budget analysis, am I right? Or is it appropriations? Division of Revenue, yeah. And within 30 days, it's got to table the Division of Revenue.
That includes the NCOP.
So how many days within the 30 days do you think we have? Because we know why I'm bringing this up. We've got to decide how many institutions we think we will be able to call and listen to in our analysis of the Division of Revenue. We have a whole list, and there are new institutions that we've never called before that are appearing on that whole list, including your Human Rights Commission, including your Auditor General, including your... I don't have it yet, but I looked at it, that we have to go. So we need to know how many can we as a committee, we must commit, sit here and listen to their analysis, and then so that we can then consider the budget and make quality recommendations to the House.
All that list, Chairperson, we must not forget to call the Human Science Research Council because of the change in the world economic outlook, because they are specialists in that.
Okay. And in that list, the Human Science Research Council is not reflected.
They are the specialists.
Okay. How many do you think of those key stakeholders can we call? Because then our program will also be informed by that. Ne? It will be assisting developing a program until the end of this term. And then I'm told the appropriations we will consider in the next term. Am I right? Okay. Mr. McLaughlin?
Yes. Yes, something interesting to share with us. I can see it from your face.
No, thanks, Chair. No, I think I can't come up with a number for those that we can invite. But I think we need to, because the time is limited. You know, we always have that concern to say that when we deal with the issue of budget, we have got limited time. I think we must prioritize them. We must prioritize them, those that are immediate needed to our input in the budget, because we may not finish them all.
That's what I was saying.
And the last
need to be assisted,
prioritize the researchers. Do you have that document, like, with you?
Chair, I'm not finished. No, thanks, Chair. I'm not yet finished, Chair.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
I thought you were repeating what I'm
saying. No, I wanted to say, Chair, let us adopt the report. I want to propose that we adopt the report with the amendment because we have not adopted the report. That's why my hand was up. Adopt the report with an amendment. Thanks.
Which report? The amendment.
We never adopted it. It was adopted, except that we did not mention the amendment. No, I proposed. She proposed, and then Dr. Fig amended after, and then said amendment. Am I right?
No, it was the minutes.
Okay. Shall we? Okay, there's a proposal then on the table that we adopt the report with the amendment. Any seconder? Okay, seconded. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. No, that's fine. I'm talking about the process that will be unfolding from the 22nd. How many, Mr. Dom, do you have that presentation with you? How many of them? And then, because we need to prioritize. When we prioritize, then we'll say that we think we can have time, make time to listen to four, and then that is going to inform the program of action. For now, I wanted just that part so that we then influence the program of action after the 22nd, which is Tuesday. Dr. P?
Thanks, Chair. I can assist the meeting if you'll allow me to.
Okay.
I have some names here, and I would like to suggest, and I'm supporting my honorable colleague there for whatever reason, the Human Rights Research Council, Human Sciences Research Council, which, as we've agreed, isn't on the list. And then I would like to propose the PSC, the FFC, who will always give us good information.
Those ones.
And then perhaps, well, and then perhaps the Auditor General, if I'm hearing correctly, that we're looking at about four. That would be my proposal. Thank you.
Human Rights Commission?
Human Rights Commission.
As one of the rules that were quoted.
It's more on the justice.
You're just saying not for us. FFC included it, and I take it that after carefully applying their mind to say this would also be a key stakeholder.
You know what
I have in mind is that maybe they're looking at the impact of the fatality for people. You know?
Yeah,
it's so they find it. No, that's fine. That's fine.
We can put them as extra.
I'm just looking at you on the list. South African Human Rights Commission, Public Service Commission, we said yes. That's when we all agree, eh? And then Financial and Fiscal Commission, yes.
Yes.
Auditor General.
Yes.
I'm telling you, that's good committee, but it's okay. We are prioritizing those that we think are key. Yeah? Mm. So the Commission for Gender Equality, National Youth Development Agency. I think the main reason for including them is also on the job creation for the youth. Because, you know,
on the phone, eh?
Yeah, we need yes. technical skills.
Yeah, but you can talk with all that information in the media with that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm fine. You know, you're sitting there to also advise.
Yeah.
The center says, I'm sure you'll agree with the member, honorable member from the phone.
Yeah, Chair, thanks. I just want to comment on the list that you are raising to say as much as the FFC has actually proposed that list, but the committee still have a prerogative to prioritize and decide what agencies are they calling for. That's one. Two, because we also look at the relevancy on the budget process of those agencies, right? Two, there are two phases in the budget process that we're conducting, two phases.
Okay.
Now, the first phase is when the committee is receiving briefings or input, rather, from the think tank institutions, which is your FFC, which is your PSC, which is your HSRC, and your AG.
Okay.
Those institutions, their intention is to come and empower the committee on budget issues, critical issues, so that the committee can then be able to engage with government agencies during the hearing, which is the second phase. Now, in the hearing process, that's when you can start inviting then your NYDA, which is your government agencies, to hear about their plans. Around how are they going to utilize what has been allocated to them by the appropriations bill, what has been allocated to them around the Division of Revenue bill, and so therefore I would not want to, as usual with the committee, conflate the two. So it's important to understand that the first phase is for the think tank institution to give us their analysis.
Yes.
The analytical thing, which will then help us also to enhance our report, our findings, and our recommendations that will ultimately be adopted by the House.
Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson.
The second phase, not actually
to repeat, the second phase is the hearing with the government agencies. That's when you start taking the content that is provided by the think tanks, including researchers. Because that's still part of your research work by extension from outside. That work inputs in your deliberation or informs your engagement with the government agencies. Yes, because they come here to empower you.
You've agreed on the four think tank institutions, am I right? That's five. And then... do you think we can also brainstorm on the agencies that we're going to call? Or it's not there?
Yeah. Okay.
You know what we've done? I think we've left this to the officials to decide for us without us engaging. So that's what I'm trying to do now. Yeah? But as we commit, it means we also commit in being available because we would have taken a decision on the message. And
then
right. avail ourselves for that decision.
Understood.
So on the
agencies? Yeah, the youth. And the human time, the human commission.
Okay.
Human rights is having problems.
Agencies, are we in agreement? The youth development agency?
I would also like the public protector because of us.
Now, I'm advised from the table, yes, to say maybe this one's not necessary to do the exercise. After listening to the think tank institutions, we will then decide then, because we'll be having to take informed decisions.
Yeah, yeah.
As guided by them.
But
agreed.
Not yet agreed. Let's just hear from Regina before we agree. You know, it is in the news, it is in the public domain about this bank thing. I think one of the things we must call the competition control. One of the things. Because we are following the money, and we can't, when people are talking about the money, we just put our head under the sand as if we don't exist.
Yeah. We take note of this. But we are not club this with the budget process.
No, I say after.
Yeah, okay. I haven't heard you for a long time.
No, thanks, Chair. I think Utepo covered me very well. But maybe just to add on what Honorable Shopesitol is saying, it's not part of the budget process. But there are these two departments. One is the Department of Social Development, and the SASA. There's a lot happening there, and in my view, I feel that the committee must be part of the deliberations. And then the department, I've heard on the news, the Department of Water and Sanitation, there are issues in the media. I think the committee must be part of those deliberations. Thank you.
So these two, already we, much as we have agreed that let's listen to the think tanks first, but I think we must keep in mind that these two also need our attention, our immediate attention. Yes, Dr. P?
Thanks, Honorable Chairperson. And I agree with what Sepo said about waiting for the information from those institutions before we pursue who we're going to interview. But yeah, you see, because a concern that I had when NIDA came up is that they seem to just ask for money all the time instead of giving more, adding any value or giving any contribution. So calling them, they will come here with one purpose. That's my concern. But the other issue I want us to raise, NIDA, Youth Development Agency, sorry. The other thing that we have spoken about before but haven't spent a lot of time on, and I think we need to get somebody to do some work for us. Apparently there has been work done, but it hasn't come to the committee because it will assist us, is the issue of the large amounts of capital outflow, of capital outflow. We need to get somebody, when I don't know when it's appropriate, to assist us with regards to information about that, because that is bleeding our economy. Thank you, Chair.
Is it the Reserve Bank or the National Treasury? Or the
capital? As a first start, a lot of work was done by PBO. They've presented to the Finance Committee. A lot of findings were made. They've also had engagement with the DTI. They did a lot of work. That work, I think the members it must be available to the committee. It should be made available. We can have them as well, that not just send through, that we have a discussion about it and see where we can make inputs as a
PBO
committee.
Okay, so there is work already done in the report.
I agree with that. Let's have those reports to read. But we must not shy away from calling the Reserve Bank.
The what?
We must not shy away from calling the Reserve Bank. There's a lot of issues in the air that they must come and inform about. We are the follow the money committee. We can't attend if we don't hear anything.
Do you want the Reserve Bank to brief the committee on the capital outflow? I'm trying to understand.
Capital outflow, when it's access to the money, collusion things, all those things. They have got a lot of information. I was just listening to the economy. Mr. Salim Kevin, who had prepared a report and was fired, the report was kept on the carpet, I will try to follow it up on the information.
Okay.
It was on the radio when we came in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Mr.
Thanks, Chair. If I may probably assist Honourable Shobestole on what she's requesting. I think it's with regard to the current case around 17 banks that have colluded to actually sell and buy the currency. And therefore, currently there is an investigation that is about to kickstart by the Consumer Commission, the Competition Commission, I'm sorry. And therefore, my advice would be that let's wait for the report for the Competition Commission to be finalized. Then from there, we can invite the Reserve Bank to inform us of the remedy that it will take forward to correct that particular situation.
In the meantime, the researchers must look for this cabin, because that report is there. It was presented to President Mbeki, I think, in 2002. So thank you for that report.
Okay, honourable members, I think we... Okay. I was saying we have brainstormed on those institutions that we'd like to see, and then also members have triggered an interest on these other areas that we think they need our attention. The capital outflow, the 17 banks violation of the law. So I think that's what we'll be taking note of this. But for now, I would like Zandi to just talk to us about the program for next year, because we now have brainstormed. I think we will then know also where to fit in these four institutions. No, just for the whole program.
It's a pity that we don't have, but why I decided to talk about the four was I wanted us to choose those institutions ourselves, so that they can put them in the program of action.
Okay, thank you, Chairperson. It is also, I think I'll just highlight what we have right now on the committee's program, but the Parliament, yes, this is the one that was circulated, and Parliament, the Parliamentary Programming Committee met yesterday, so an updated parliamentary program will be circulated probably today and early next week. And that might also influence our committee program, especially with regards to when the committee finalizes the report on the division of revenue, and also when the standing and select committees on finance finalize the fiscal framework, which then triggers us starting to deal with the division of revenue. So next week, on Tuesday, the 21st of Feb, we have the Parliamentary Budget Office briefing all the four committees, that is the Standing and Select Committees on Finance and Appropriations. It's a pre-budget briefing to prepare members to for the budget that will be tabled on Wednesday the 22nd. In the morning, the committees will meet to have a budget lock-up session, that is to go through the budget documentation. And then from there, the Minister of Finance will table the 2017 budget with all the relevant legislation. Thursday the 23rd, 12:30 to 3 o'clock, it will be the joint briefing of the Finance and Appropriations Committees by the Minister of Finance on the 2017 budget. And then on the 24th, which is Friday, the committee is meeting with the Budget Committee's rapporteurs from Germany. It's the rapporteurs for the Ministry of Health. They are meeting with the Portfolio Committee on Health from 9 to 10, then from 10 to 11 they are meeting with the Appropriations Committee. And then Tuesday the 28th of Feb, it will be a joint meeting of the four committees again. Budget Office will brief the committees on the 2017 budget, on their analysis of the budget. And then according to the money bills, we have to wait till the finance committees are done with the fiscal framework before we begin processing the division of revenue. So in that meanwhile, the committee will be catching up on National Treasury will come and present the third quarter expenditure patterns for the 2016-17 financial year. the committee, when they passed the special appropriation bill for ESCOM, requested the Parliamentary Budget Office to do research on ESCOM finances. So the Parliamentary Budget Office will then brief the committee on those finances. And then the committee researchers usually do an analysis on National Treasury's presentation, on National Treasury's report on expenditure. And then they will do an analysis. And then on the 8th of March, we have the Fiscal Framework National Assembly debate. The NA and the NCOP usually does that on the same day because it's a policy document and not legislation. So they usually pass it simultaneously. Then on right now we have Friday 10th, briefing by National Treasury on the Division of Revenue Bill. We have Tuesday the 14th of March, briefing by the FFC on the Division of Revenue Bill. We've got SALGA, briefing on the Division of Revenue Bill. We've got public hearings on the 15th on the Division of Revenue Bill and consideration and adoption of the committee's draft report. So given the stakeholders that were just tabled now by the committee, we will probably have to change, the committee didn't mention SALGA, so we could replace that with one of the stakeholders that that the committee tables now.
What's your take? You did mention SALGA in the four prioritized institutions. Is it going to be very difficult to add SALGA, or maybe? SALGA is not in the priority list. I'm trying to check with you, yes. Remember, now we brainstorm. So can we leave out SALGA? Okay, let's leave out SALGA.
Remember
It's fine, but Division of Revenue is the allocation of resources for national, provincial, and local spheres. And there are resources for which the national sphere, for which this committee is directly responsible for ensuring that those grants are spent in those areas that are required and that there's efficiencies in those grants. And SALGA is a very important stakeholder in ensuring that those grants actually get to deliver the services. And in the past, we've had them, and they make inputs also in terms of the size of our allocations, whether they are satisfied with the grant allocation, so on. And we also make inputs on that we would like to see this and this happen in, especially in the local government sphere. So I would submit to the committee that it's an important stakeholder, and we should just strongly consider having them, especially for the Division of Revenue. Thank you.
So which of the four you think we can replace with SALGA? Mustn't forget the rules of the committee. The same rules that apply in the House, they apply here. Okay.
I withdraw.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right.
I withdraw.
Honourable Member Fitch.
Jade, in my view, as much as they are an important stakeholder, they're also a 9% stakeholder, I think our role with regards to SALGA is that we need to ensure that the money that has been allocated to local government is spent accordingly. Whenever SALGA comes, they come and they ask for more money, and they come and tell us that they don't have enough. So in my view, I think the other four institutions that we've decided already are more important than SALGA. I would like to propose that we cannot. If we have place for them, then we can include SALGA. And then when I have time, if you'll allow me, I've got other inputs with regards to the program, but for now I'll pause.
So do we agree that we keep the four? Yes? Remember, in life, changes will always be there.
No, it's fine.
The dance is like, even if traditionally you've been calling SALGA, but today, because they're going to drop them, let's get a new, and the new one that is coming up is very important. There was an oversight that you didn't call it in SALGA, the Auditor General. So SALGA is replaced by the Auditor General, and they are in. No, the Auditor General. SALGA.
Chair, thank you very much. On the program, I just have a point that I'd like to clarify here. I see on Wednesday the 15th of March we have the venue in Khayelitsha. I just need to confirm that it is so. Okay. So, and then the second point I would like to raise with regards to the program is on Friday the 31st of March, and I know that Friday is also a working day, but I see we're here to discuss the deliberate on the committee program for term two. Now, I'm sure, and again, I'd like to propose that we add that to one of the other days. Surely we could do that in about an hour, and that's my proposal. Thank you.
So the proposal on the table, honourable members, are you in agreement? Mm. We shift the activity of the 31st of March, and then you find a place for it.
And Dr. P and I agree to that we can even go through the night.
I don't know how to go through the night. I know what to do. You get very rough with me when you go through the night. But honourable members, you are right, you must be flexible. If you are called upon, maybe I will not go through the night unnecessarily. But if you are called upon to go through the night, let's do so. I know other committees, the sitting committees have
3 a.m. sometimes. Mm-hmm. Promise you, I've had 2 a.m. So if you are called upon, let's avail ourselves. Just like we stood, you know, during the election time and said, we are available. So this is it. Mm-hmm. The Khayelitsha one, I'm sure you are not surprised, ne? By this one. But you are not surprised to hear about Khayelitsha. It was a proposal that was made in a meeting, and the meeting agreed on that to say, let's not sit here, let's also go out, and when we go out, we must also address communities. You see, you remember? Mm. Yeah. Now, if you want to review that, you must tell me. Me, I go by what you want. Mr. McLaughlin, are you ready to go to Khayelitsha?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, make sure that you're all safe. Yeah, okay. So we still do the Khayelitsha one, eh? But then you must then prepare for us, the researchers must start preparing for us for the Khayelitsha outreach. Because we said we'll start by addressing the communities there, because members of parliament, we are public representatives. We must also go out there and talk to the people. Ne? So they will prepare you a concept document that will be circulated so that you can input on it. And then, yeah.
Next one is Bush Partridge. My own.
Have you heard about this concept? There's a concept that is running. Also, when you're sitting here, ne, at national, please understand me. At national, you will talk nationally. You will not talk home, my home. It will be interpreted as nepotism. So here at national, yeah, helicopter view. So we don't talk for our homes. We talk for national.
No, that's in Khayelitsha, not my home. Then Bushbuckridge. Bushbuckridge is not my home. I was born in Tzaneen, and I live in Australia.
Okay. No, that's fine. I think.
I was actually born in Johannesburg.
Oh, you remember Stokonyana?
Forgot. No, alias Chair, I wanted to actually comment on what Honorable Fick was saying about us looking at at that date of the 31st. I just wanted to make a general comment that I think it's just that we don't have the list in front of us.
If you
now
open your cell phone, if you have your, you will find
it. No, hang on, I've got it, but I don't have it in front of me. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that there may be quite a number, like today's meeting. I mean, it just took us an hour. If it's just a report like this one, maybe I'm making it as an example that we could look at the program when we have it in front of us and maybe make other inputs. Because we've come here, but it's just an hour's meeting that we came for, which is similar to what he was saying. That's what I wanted to raise earlier. I'm not mentioning a particular one, because the next week's one, you've already mentioned that they're also meeting with health before, because I was also looking at it as 10 to 11 on a Friday. Why just a 1 hour meeting? But you've mentioned that they're meeting with different committees. It was a general comment, not a particular day, but today's meeting in particular could have been featured elsewhere.
The underlying message is that members are complaining about us having this meeting.
No.
But to be honest, we had a hectic week. And all I said to the officials is that let's finish all the work so that we can focus on the budget process. We don't want it to be interrupted by any little things. We had the minutes, December minutes, that we're adopting today. That's why I said, let's look at all the outstanding work and finish it and close that chapter and focus so that we don't tamper with the budget process and bring in other things that do not belong to the budget process. That's what I said. So I think we were judged by our good intentions, wanted to remove everything. And it's true, we have adopted the minutes, we have adopted the report, and we've brainstormed on the four key institutions.
Yes.
And then what else have we? I'm trying to say we have achieved.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we leave on time to make it for our flight back home. Mm-hmm. But also, I just want to prepare you. They called the chairperson's meeting and the whip's meeting. There is serious consideration of us working up till Friday so that we can catch up on the work. They told us that, you see those motions that we've tabled in the house that are not being attended to. They say they are piled up. So they want us to. So at least I'm trying to say we're not deviating from the rule. You know? We're working.
No, Chair, I just wanted to direct, sorry, I don't want to create a dialogue, but I didn't mean it negatively that I have a problem attending Fridays. I've never stayed away on a Friday. All I was saying was that maybe we would need to just assess the amount of work that we're doing on a particular day and maybe put it, not create another date, but put it together with another meeting on another day. Yeah. So I didn't mean
okay,
it in
take,
the paper.
We take note of
yeah.
this, and I'm sure you will also look at it. But as long as you promise me, honorable members, that if it is necessary for us to sit on Friday, we will sit. Honorable member Shoppe?
Yeah. I agree with both of you. But I think the message that honorable Sinukwanyana is saying that if during the week we have got work to do and that week, on that day, we can accommodate something that necessarily take us to Friday. Let's put it there, because you see, you and Sinukwanyana and myself will always be present, but other people will not be present, and other people will come halfway and say they are rushing. But it is good if we deal with these things all together, like other committees, you know. Other committees do that. They make sure they work until late so that they deal with that. But when there is a lot of work like today, it is necessary that we work on a Friday.
Thank you very much. We all are saying one and the same thing. And I've already ruled to say yes, only when it is necessary. And they've already, I think they're sharing the views of the members. When there is space, they will then make sure that we, you know, put work up till Thursday. But if it is necessary, we'll sit on Friday. Okay. No, that's fine. How have we used
Because these institutions, as they come, they keep coming. I was reflecting. So I'm trying to share with the members, because you're the only ones that I can share this information with.
Mm.
How have we used their information, these institutions who come with their budget analysis? Has it helped us? How have we used it? Because if we don't use it, they will also get discouraged to just come and talk to us. Because where we've used it, we must flag. That will encourage them. You can't say come, but we don't use that information. How have we used that information in the past? Researchers, are you able to respond to that one?
Yeah, if I may, just quickly on that question. I think earlier on I indicated that first and foremost, the purpose of those institutions is to assist the committee to engage robustly and intelligently with government institutions.
So there
that's the first. That's the first part of the chair, because when we do our analysis, we take into account those inputs in drafting those issues for consideration by the committee and so forth and so forth during engagement on a sector specific areas.
Mm-hmm.
That is one. Secondly, chair, it also assists the report, which is the final output. Remember that process of things that's coming is more of your input in the value chain. It's your input exercise that is going to be processed through the hearings with government agencies, and later you produce a report as an output.
Mm.
So now that output, which is a report, is now considering all those inputs to say how are we crafting our findings.
Mm.
We then tap into that information.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain things that they might say which would be interesting in this committee. We take it as a finding and say, this is a finding. According to FFC, this is what was said. According to Public Service Commission, this is what was said. We think the commission, the committee takes interest.
Yeah, so
this.
We've quoted them in our report.
Yes,
okay?
Yes. Therefore, that also generates automatically our recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And when they see that report, they then say, you know what, we're taking serious. The changes that we have seen over time happening on the budget process, tabled by Treasury, also emanate from those engagements. Because Treasury respond to our recommendations line by line through the budget review. So that response is a final output of the regulatory change.
They have been useful to
Thirdly, Chairperson, when you do your debates in the House, those debates, those speeches are actually crafted also using those input as a basis for the debate. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. So we...
Just an addition.
Yes, ma'am.
You are also a very notorious committee. I'm corrected. They say this is a very historic committee. The department is associated when they come in, because you ask difficult politics questions, unlike when they go to other committees. So it shows that
Dr. Peek?
And if I may, last week, one of the groups, the institutions that presented, if I can recall, I think it was the FFC, mentioned that we see that you're using our work and it was included in the report. So it's also come from, not only we acknowledging it from their side as well, they've acknowledged that we are using their work. So they are very useful.
Okay. So I think to give them feedback, I'm just trying to check if, I think it will be professional that we also send them our report. Is it allowed? So that they can see, like for instance, if we've quoted them, they can see that we use their information and get more encouraged. It's not necessary. Yes, madam?
Our report we table in the legislature. And it becomes a public document.
So they can retrieve it.
After tabling, you can give them, but not before.
That's what I'm saying. After it has been adopted, not before. Before it is embargoed. Yeah.
Sorry, Chair. Without repeating myself, but it's a document. I don't think it's necessary, but there's also no harm. That reports, our reports, people read them. We mustn't think that we're the only ones that read our reports. Our reports are read. I mean, even we've got a useful support here from the PNG. They also put a lot of what we say, even by name, on the website. So our information is is on the internet, so I think that they do get
okay,
it.
So that suffices. Okay. Wrong. Jean Honorable Moussa. Wrong. Moussa. Very wrong. No, I must go in queue there for election before I go to Moussa. Yeah. Okay. Moussa.
No, Jay, whilst we are on the creative aspect of things, I was thinking earlier, we asked a very important question. Now we have a report for the studies hall. What happens to it? And I think that's very important because even earlier you spoke about we must make sure that this study tour, people know that we went somewhere
and we have learned
this lesson.
So it's not just a jolly ride.
Yes. So, so I've got an idea, you know, Che. I think now we've got the report, which is very rich in terms of the content. I think now what we can do, perhaps maybe Tsepo and Zandi, together with the lady, the communications lady, what they can do from the report, they can extract, you know, the important aspect, and then get, we've got here in Parliament in session, which is the document, the publication. That is a very important platform. We write an article, you know, reflecting on the study tour, and then maybe also organize interviews with members, because some of the things that members have learned from the study tour are not necessarily in the report, so they can share and say, this is what we've learned, this is how we think it will help Parliament going forward.
Great.
I think that would be, very important, Chair.
Oh, I'm so happy with these inputs.
Yeah,
they really are taking us to another level, and I'm happy because we also focus on our work. How can we take our work to, and how can we make people aware of what we are doing? Because I think that the challenge is that we're working hard, but people don't know what we are doing. And on the one hand, we say we are public representatives. So I think this one will take our work to the people. People can know what we are doing as a committee, a multi-party committee. That's how we introduced ourselves in Germany.
Yeah.
We are here as a multi-party. And I think it made, you know, we gained respect from that, you know, because then it said we are a democratic government, you know. Okay.
Chairperson, I don't know whether there is any sense in asking for the report to be tabled in the House and debated, because other committees do that.
Which report?
Yonali.
I said, Jemaine. Now we have a lot of work. I've calculated. You see, we're going to have four committees. We must create space for those people to come, the institutions to come and brief us. And after that, you must remember, we must also meet on our own to discuss, you know, the, for instance, the minister briefing us, in addition to and the PBO coming to brief us. So you know how they're going to benefit by us making a contribution in this insertion magazine.
Yeah.
So people will benefit from that. Yes.
Chair, I think, Chair, on that very same study tour report, there are two things that I want to raise. One, on that same study tour report, currently there is a process of reviewing the Money Bills Act. Now, this committee having the benefit of going to other countries and having observed some lessons from other countries. Now, how do we inculcate that process, those lessons, into ensuring that you tighten your Money Bills Act to make sure that those instruments and those processes that we have learned there, that helps them to be able to amend the budget and conduct tight oversight? Because I've heard most members who have traveled, you know, singing praise about the Germans and Sudan. So how do we take those lessons and inculcate them into that Money Bills Act during this phase of reviewing it? Because I think for us it's a window period of making that input in the Money Bills Act. That is one. Secondly, going back to the issue, Chair, of sending a report to the entities, I'm agreeing with the committee, and also to caution that if you start sending reports to individual agencies, Chair,
You might do that currently because we have quoted them. But one day you might not quote them, because quoting them is based on the relevancy of the information they are providing.
Yeah, right.
One day they might provide information that we don't think, the committee doesn't think is relevant at that point in time. Then all you're going to do, you're going to send them a report where we have not quoted them. So rather leave it at a public consumption level, HEC, for everybody. Thank you very much, Jacobson.
No, as I put it to you, these are meeting and we're making invaluable contributions that will advance our work. And I really appreciate that. No, that's fine. I think we're done. This was just before closing, there are these observations that you share and can you input on them and done just right. The other, this one is just from me. You see, last year, we requested the researchers to help us prioritize those departments that we need to interact with, and also the state-owned enterprises that we need to interact with. To be honest, how many departments do you need? There were 20. And now we want them to do the same exercise for us. I said, remember when they said, can you prioritize us? And when we went to GMO, there's work that they are supposed to do. Can you prioritize anything that must go against them? And then the state-owned enterprises, we only met one.
Prasa.
All right. Now, I just want to share with you my thoughts. Actually, I don't know if it should be according from Kevin, but when they call the department, because these state-owned enterprises, they submit all the accounts to the minister. When we call the department, you must call the department with the attached state-owned enterprise, and we call the chairperson, we call the CEO, maybe your internal auditor and the chairperson of the audit committee, so that they come together. Then we'll be able to cover a wide space of work. Because we don't have the time. We've got good intentions, but the time is limited. So I'm sure you agree with that.
Sure.
It's a very good innovation.
Then
you kill two birds with one stone. See, Daniel?
It's very effective.
But then prioritize, and you must do thorough work for us, because I still think when Prasad said before us, they did not give us all the information. I mean, after meeting them and we're satisfied, the next thing we read about negative information in the newspaper, you see. So the researchers must help us go deep into real issues, because we interacted with them based on the information we had, but there was more information that we didn't have.
We had a quota of the
So now I'm trying to say, yeah. So we will have to do that. Right? So also if we can go deeper now in terms of research. And then also the advisor, go deeper in terms of information. Mustn't scratch the surface. You can see this committee means well. We want to go deep with the intention of assisting those people to achieve on their mandate and make the impact that we all would like to see.
And to test the
Okay. No, that's fine. All right, honourable members, we now on closure. I want to thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it. And I am aware that people are sitting here are very consistent in terms of meeting attendance. I really appreciate you for that. And let's keep up the good work and make the impact that we'd like to see also at this college. Thank you very much. Anything for
Thank you.
Only in
the chair.
Thank you.
No, but it's fine. You might get away.
You must have me.
Oh.
Yeah, wasteful. I'm going to put it on the,
a cup of tea.
On the daily
side. Can we have tea in this room? From pick up on 12.
I'm
traveling. I'm traveling. I'm going to go back to your office. Can I get
Thank you.